Title: Color Jungle DJ Intro for Rewind-Worthy Drops in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper jungle and drum and bass DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 that actually earns the rewind. Because a great intro isn't just 8 bars of drums, it's a controlled tease. You're telling the DJ, this is mixable. You're telling the crowd, something heavy is coming. And you're telling the drop, when you arrive, you're going to feel inevitable. We're building a 32-bar intro, then an 8-bar pre-drop, then the drop at bar 33. And we're doing it with stock Ableton devices only. First, setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174. I like 172 for this. Time signature stays 4/4. Now jump into arrangement view and drop locators so you can see the structure like a DJ would. Bar 1 is intro A. Bar 9 is intro B. Bar 17 is intro C. Bar 25 is pre. Bar 33 is drop. This is not optional. If your phrasing is random, the best sound design in the world still won't hit like a DJ tool. Next, returns. Make 3 return tracks so you can paint space without drowning everything. Return A is a short verb. Use Ableton Reverb. Decay around 0.6 to 1 second, low cut at 300 Hz, and high cut around 8 to 10k. Keep the wet low, like 12 to 18%. Return B is dub delay. Use delay or echo, sync it to eighths or quarters. Feedback around 25 to 40%, and filter it so lows don't build up. Return C is crush room. Put a slightly longer reverb first, like 1.2 to 1.8 seconds, then redux after it. Very subtle downsampling. This is for that lo-fi splatter when you want something to feel printed to tape or sampled off a dodgy dubplate. Now routing. Group your intro elements into an intro bus. And yes, we're still going to keep kick and sub handled separately later. That's the whole DJ-friendly point. Cool. Bars 1 through 8, the DJ safe opening. The goal here is simple. If a DJ is mixing your intro over their bass line, your track should not fight them. So you're mostly living above 200 Hz, and you're keeping the low band calm. Start with tops. Make a drum rack called tops. Program a 2-bar loop. Keep it classic. Closed hat on 8th notes with velocity variation, and then a ride or shaker layer doing offbeats or a little 16th sprinkle. The key is movement, not complexity. On the tops track, at EQ 8, high pass it somewhere between 180 and 250 Hz, steep slope. Then auto filter in high pass mode, no envelope, frequency around 350 Hz, and a little resonance, like 10 to 20%. This gives you that DJ ready top shape that reads on club systems without smearing into the low mids. Then add a saturator, soft clip on. Drive only 1 to 3 dB. This is not about distortion, it's about making hats feel like they've been played through a system, not typed into a spreadsheet. Then utility, push width to around 120 to 140%. Teacher note, if your hats start sounding like spray cans, back it off. Wide is good. Facey is not. Now add a subtle air noise bed. This is one of those pro moves that people don't notice until it's gone. Create a MIDI track with Waveatable. Set oscillator 1 to noise, something bright. High pass it hard, like 600 to 1K, so it's literally just air. Then put autopan on it. Rate half note or 1 bar, amount 20 to 35%, phase 180 degrees, so it drifts wide. Set the level so quiet that if you mute it, you miss it, but if you solo it, you're like, oh wow, that's all it is. That's the sweet spot. Now glue it with an intro bus chain. On the intro bus, add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. We're not smashing, we're making it feel like one record. Then add roar. Very subtle. Mix 10 to 20%. If it gets fuzzy in the lows, high pass the distortion band or keep the distortion living above the low end. And finally an EQ 8 after that. If it's dull, add a tiny shelf around 8 to 10k, like plus 1 dB. Tiny. Quick coach check. Drop spectrum on your master and look at the low band. In bars 1 to 8, the area below, say, 120 Hz should look calm. If it looks busy already, a DJ is going to hate mixing your tune. Now bars 9 through 16. Jungle color language. This is where you start teasing identity. You're not revealing the whole track. You're dropping signifiers, ragged chops, stabs, and amen ghosts. Let's do vocal chops first. Grab a short phrase. Even a single shout is enough. Put it into simpler in slice mode, slicing by transients. Now you can trigger slices with MIDI. Placement tip. Sparse. One strong call-out is more powerful than 12 random chops. Try a pickup at the end of bar 8, something in bar 12, and then a little fill or punctuation in bar 16. Process the vocal with a Q8 high pass around 200 to 350 Hz. Then saturator, drive 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on. That gives it that forward, slightly rude jungle presence. Now beat repeat, but don't leave it running like a casino machine. Set it so it only matters when you want it. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16th, chance around 20 to 35% or better. Automate chance to 100% on one moment where you want the stutter to pop. Keep the beat repeat filter on and keep lows out. Then send a little to dub delay. Tiny. Just enough to place it in the space. Next, jungle stabs. We'll synth one quickly with operator. Osc A is a saw, Osc B is a square, slightly detuned. Filter is a 12 dB low pass, frequency around 2 to 4K, resonance 10 to 20%. Amp envelope. Instant attack, decay 250 to 500 milliseconds, no sustain, release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. That envelope is important. Stabs that hang too long feel like pads. Jungle stabs are punctuation. Now add chorus ensemble for a little width, amount 15 to 25%. Add echo, try 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback 20 to 35%, with filters on. Add a small reverb, but keep the low cut high, 300 Hz or more, and use a Q8 to notch harshness if it bites around 2 to 4K. Arrangement idea. Bar 9, one stab on beat 1. Bar 11, call and response, like beat 1 and the end of 3. Bar 16, do a stab with a delay throw that carries you into the next section. Now the amen ghosts. This is a teaser break layer, not the break. Take an amen loop, put it in simpler or use it as audio. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. High pass it aggressively with a Q8, like 450 to 800 Hz. Then gate it rhythmically. You can sidechain a gate from your hats, or use a ghost trigger pattern. Level it way down, like minus 12 to minus 18 dB compared to your main drums. The listener should feel texture and history, not oh the break started already. Quick advanced move, instead of global groove, add micro swing only to this ghost break. Nudge a couple slices late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Tiny velocity randomization. That gives realism without making the main grid sloppy for DJs. Now bar 17 through 24. Tension and bass hinting. This section is psychological. The crowd starts to feel the bass arriving, but you still keep the intro mixable. That means, mid-bass is allowed, sub is not. Make a resish mid with wave eatable. Two saw oscillators, detune 10 to 20 cents. Add a little unison, 2 to 4 voices, not huge. Filter it with a 24 dB low pass and add some drive, like 5 to 15%. Then processing, saturator or a roar for harmonics. Then EQ8 with a high pass around 90 to 120 Hz. This is crucial. If you only remember one rule today, do not leak sub into your intro. Add a small cut if it masks snares, often around 200 to 300 Hz. Then add auto filter and automate the cutoff over 8 bars, like from 400 Hz opening toward 2K. You're building energy by opening the sound, not by cranking volume. Rhythm-wise, keep it minimal. Half notes, or a simple two-step pattern that hints at the drop groove. If you want this res to translate on phones without adding low end, do a parallel harmonics lane. Duplicate the res track, high pass it at 250 to 400 Hz, distort it, then keep it low and level. Now the bass has presence without you cheating with sub. Now add a drum energy ramp without revealing your drop drums. Make a snare build layer. Snare sample or noise burst. Across bars 21 to 24, increase density, half notes, then quarters, then eighth. Put drum bus on that build snare. Drive 5 to 10%, transients plus 10 to plus 20. Keep boom at zero. We are not adding low end here, we're adding urgency. Now bars 25 through 32, the pre-drop rewind bait. This is where you earn the reaction. And the secret is contrast, not chaos. First, the pullback moment. Pick bar 31 or the last bar before the drop. Cut everything for an eighth note to a quarter note. Tight, like you just pulled the power for a split second. Teacher tip. Microsilence reads best when your reverb and delay returns also disappear. Automate your return sends to negative infinity for that instant. If the echoes keep going, the vacuum doesn't happen, especially on small speakers. Now a tape stop vibe. Stock style. Here's the clean method. Resample. Record or resample the last two bars of your intro music to a new audio track. Then automate pitch down by 6 to 12 semitones quickly over about half a bar. Add a little short verb send so the stop has a tail and doesn't feel like a hard digital mute. Don't overdo it. One tasteful stop is powerful. 3-in-1 intro feels like a preset pack. Next, impact and uplifter. Build an impact that doesn't steal your kick. Think in bands. Mecha click layer in the 2 to 6K range, a tiny transient, high passed. Mecha body layer in the 150 to 600 range, short noise thump with a band pass. Mecha air layer in the 8 to 12K range, a quick burst with a short verb. And keep everything below about 120 Hz out of the impact. Let your drop kick and subone that space. For the uplifter, use wave-eatable noise. Automate a sweep into the drop, like low pass to high pass, so it feels like it rises and clears. Near the end, you can speed up auto pan to an eighth note for urgency. Put a limiter on the uplifter channel only, just to catch peaks. Now do one more advanced tension trick, stereo narrowing. Automate utility width on your intro bus from around 130% early on, down to maybe 80% in the last two bars. Then, at the drop, snap it back wide. That width change makes the drop feel bigger without actually turning it up. Optional advanced fake-out move, in bars 29 to 32, briefly imply a drop. Open the mid-bass for one hit only, still high-passed. Add a quick whoosh, then choke it and go back into the real pre-drop. That bait and deny can trigger that rewind instinct because the listener gets tricked twice. Alright, bar 33, the drop. A rewind-worthy drop doesn't just get louder. It gets cleaner, heavier, and simpler. Drums. Bring in the real kick and snare groove. Add a break layer, like Amen or Think, but control it. High pass the break around 120 to 180 Hz, so it doesn't fight your sub. On the drums group, add glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction.